If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
All of humanity's sinful deeds do tear at the heart of the community that God has given to humans through marriage and family. Satan knows that if he can destroy the family, he can conquer person after person, and that's exactly what he has done.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. And my friend, when I was growing up, the boxer Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali, was famous for not only his great skill and strength and agility in his sport, but also for how he taunted his opponents in and out of the ring. He literally would wax poetic about how great he was and how inept his opponents were. Likewise, his constant foil in this adventure, the announcer Howard Cosell, would colorfully describe Ali and his antics, riding the wave of entertaining verbal jousting. Of course, what made it truly memorable was that, for the most part, words were always backed up with deeds. Certainly, most of the disparaging remarks were unfounded, unfair, uncalled for, except as acts or deeds of intimidation. However, the vocalizations of Ali's powers were right on. Of course, trash talk is not all that new in sports or in life and still goes on. Just look at the interactions of the Pharisees and Sadducees, high priests and scribes, on Jesus. While Jesus spoke truth, as did John the Baptist, they spoke intimidation. And throughout history, in all societies, we find a constant use of verbal attack accompanying physical attack. And it's because all humanity, except one, is sinful, with sinful words and sinful deeds. But what if it weren't? What if our words and deeds were God-honoring? Well, we're talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, though, listen to Phillips Craig and Dean remind us that the one whose words are most important is the voice of the Lord.
That is over the water, that thunders and shakes the mountains and plains. Whose voice is this that skips across the desert? The wilderness sings at the sound of your name. Whose voice is full of wonder and majesty untold? Whose voice is this that is calling the nations to rise up and praise you with great shouts of joy? And whose voice is this that has called me from darkness and chose me before the foundation was laid? Whose voice is this that calls me beloved and tells me I'm free and my debt has been paid? Whose voice is full of wonder and majesty?
the Bible, the Apostle Paul writes to the Colossian church these words: "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Now, before we go any further, I just want you to notice that in this admonition about their lives, our lives, he says three different times in only four sentences that they should be thankful to God. And so if you get nothing else from this sermon, please note that your life should be filled with thankfulness to God. Be grateful. So now let's talk about this, what he says. He talks about peace and the word of Christ and wisdom and singing. But the core of this admonition is about their words and deeds. To get into what he's talking about, let's go back some verses in chapter 3 of Colossians. Paul tells them that in their old life, their persons were given over to evil deeds like sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which he calls idolatry. Notice how much of this list of their deeds focuses on how they perverted the gift God gave them of marriage. But this is not unusual, because virtually all of humanity's sinful deeds do tear at the heart of the community that God has given to humans through marriage and family. Satan knows that if he can destroy the family, he can conquer person after person, and that's exactly what he has done. So Paul tells them that their deeds should be filled instead with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and above all, love, not lust, love. Not hate or apathy, love. People, families, communities, and societies all need these kinds of deeds. Then in terms of words, he talks about their former lives of what? Of anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. And of course, he mentions lying. These are the words of destruction. These are the violence of the mouth. So when Jesus talks about the law, he doesn't stop at do not murder. He goes back behind the murder to the anger that precedes it. When he talks about truthfulness, he doesn't stop at someone's oath that they're going to tell the truth, but goes back to all of our conversations, letting our yes be yes and our no be no. My friend, words matter. So when someone curses another, we at the mission regard it as violence, and there is to be no violence here at the mission. Only the peace of Christ. And Paul says that instead of lying, rage, slander, and dirty language, let Christ's word, his words, dwell in you richly. I've often heard how individuals who come to Christ find one of the most difficult areas of cleansing for them to be their mouths. Filthy language, angry words, even lying are habitual and difficult to break. But Paul is telling them that when they fill themselves with God's word, his words cleanse their hearts, minds, and mouths to produce good words coming from their mouths. If you constantly listen to TV, movies, and music that curse and dishonor God, why wouldn't your language replicate that? So instead, spend your time talking with the Lord, singing His psalms and songs, talking with His people, and reading and listening to His word, and your mouth, too, will be transformed. As He tells them, kill the old person and his words and deeds. Instead, through Jesus, put on the new clothes for the new man or woman you are in Him. My friend, what about your words and deeds? Are they like the old Colossians filled with junk? Would you like to become different? You can by giving yourself to Jesus. Why don't you do that right now? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, this old life is not what I want. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from all my evil words and deeds. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life of new words and new deeds. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.